CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
At Redmond Realty Group, we can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead in real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group in Minocqua, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In New York, Columbia University students speaking to reporters about the pro-Palestinian demonstrations on campus over the past 12 days, saying the encampments have been peaceful. The student, who did not identify herself, defended demonstrators barricading themselves inside Hamilton Hall, saying campus officials refused to talk.
Students and community members are risking suspension and arrest to end the true state of emergency on campus. Columbia's complicity in the genocide in Gaza.
Columbia officials demanding protesters leave the building and encampments due to violations of campus policy. A judge fined Donald Trump $9,000 today for gag order violations in the hush money trial, barring Trump from making disparaging comments about witnesses. And Haiti's transition council sworn in last week has named Edgard LeBlanc, a former Senate president, to lead the council. Armed gangs continue to control much of the capital and country. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Consumer groups accuse big grocery retailers of price gouging. Angela Hoffman is the president of the group Farm Action.
It's one thing to raise your prices to cover higher expenses, but what these companies did is use the pandemic as an excuse to exploit the American people who needed to put food on their tables. And the FTC report shows that they're still doing it.
That report finds retailer profits rose 7% in 2023 compared to 5.6% in 2015. Wisconsin's annual pothole patrol is underway. Governor Evers was in Menominee Monday to launch a new round of pothole filling. As usual, the governor used the occasion to remind drivers to slow down for road crews as road work season ramps up again. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, May 4th from 9 a.m. to noon, Copper Falls State Park is having their Work Play Earth Day. There will be free park entry for volunteers. 9 a.m. there will be an orientation where you can choose your volunteer tasks, rain or shine. Dress for work and weather, bring gloves, bug spray, a water bottle, leaf rake, long sleeves, but please leave your pets at home. Please call 715-274-5123 for info.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers lose to the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the bottom of the ninth. The Brewers' Jake Bowers at the plate, and a called three strike got past the catcher, but Bowers was called for interference, preventing the tying run from coming in. Milwaukee losing at home 1-0, thanks to a bad call by the umpire, says Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, you're frustrated. You know, really, you're frustrated. There's a lot to be frustrated about, but you can't let yourself do it for too long. It happened. We put ourselves in that position, but when that does happen, there's a lot of one-run games. When that does happen, you want them to get it right. And I believe 100% they got it wrong, according to what I just read in the room.
NBA, it's do or die for the Bucks, down 3-1 tonight against the Pacers here in Milwaukee for Game 5. So what's been hurting the Bucks?
You know, when you shoot better than the other team, but they take, 17 more shots than you, you're not going to win that game. It's hard to win that game, and yet we still could have.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Brand new country.
Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. This time, I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. truck bed this morning.
Silver dollar. 98.3.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
With the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. 98Q Country.
Mine. We kiss in her driveway by the
love you, miss you, mean it. That's Luke Bryan. I'm Greg Gunderson here on 98Q Country. And we've got time for more country hits before we've got some local baseball action here at 4:45. Rib Lake at Phillips Baseball. Jeff Hakenin will have the call. We've got some Bucks action later this evening at around 8 p.m. That pregame broadcast will begin. But for now, got a little bit more time to bring you five great country hits in a row from K&B Refrigeration in Medford. They handle all your major brand appliance needs to fit any budget at K&B Refrigeration in Medford, or find them inside Ken's Carpet Center of Phillips, their appliance outlet. Thank you, K&B, for filling what time we have in the 4 o'clock hour with those country hits. Nate Smith will lead it off, Jason Aldean to follow, and more on 98Q Country.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Good afternoon. We're coming to the end of the day. How did your investments perform today? Is it time to apply for Social Security benefits? Or maybe you've retired and you have to figure out what to do with your 401k. So many questions can be overwhelming. Let the experienced team at Forward Investment Services guide you through the steps needed to meet all of your financial goals. Learn more online at forward.bank/investments or visit their Park Falls or Phillips locations. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantees. May lose value. Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield to talk a little bit about maybe that big summer trip you got coming up. Getting that car ready to go, Pete. We got some good promotions to get that car ready, right?
Absolutely. You know, the weather, the winter weather didn't show up, but the roads are still the same. So they put wear and tear on your car, but we got some great deals going on right now.
All right. So get that car in there, all kinds of promotions. And you got to get that oil change, a very affordable $39.95 oil change every day, right?
Absolutely. We're home with a $39.95 oil change plus. The promotion right now is you get 15% over $100 on your service ticket.
All right, 15% off anything over $100. And that oil change, Pete, comes with a complete inspection with that, too. So if there is anything rattling or anything, you guys will check that out, right?
Correct.
All right, $39.95 oil change. Great promotions at Wheelway in Fifield. Get your car serviced, ready for the summertime. How can they do that, Pete? Give you a call down there?
Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Willway Highway 13, Fifield, just south of Park Falls.
Today's Motorsports Minute is brought to you by the Big Dipper Bar. Include the Big Dipper Bar in your Northwoods plans. Located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, easily accessible by ATV or snowmobile. Open Wednesday through Sunday, and every weekend is music weekend at the Dipper. Don't miss the Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays or the Wednesday Home Cook Specials. Check out the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook for more details.
Hamblin tames the Monster Mile. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh, Stephanie!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Joe Gibbs Racing driver Denny Hamlin led a race-high 136 laps in the Worth 400 at Dover Motor Speedway, including the final 71 en route to the win, his 54th career NASCAR Cup Series victory, and his second at the 1 mile concrete oval. He also becomes the first driver to win three races this season. Hamlin held off Kyle Larson by 0.2 seconds at the finish, while Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, and Chase Elliott completed the top five. Ford remains winless in the Cup Series this season, with the highest blue oval finisher being sixth with Stewart Haas Racing driver Noah Gragson, who recorded his second consecutive top 10 finish as a rookie. See the full results now at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A high-pressure system is built in, allowing our skies to be bright and beautiful today with seasonal high temperatures into the mid-60s. A few more fronts swing through the state overnight, firing up showers and even some rumbles of thunder. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Afternoons never sounded so good.
98Q Country.
Like there ain't nothing left.
Gunderson, 98Q Country.
Where my there. Still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. Over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Oh, is all this is here? Why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
The following is a special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIAA High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Forward Bank, Ford Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwest Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwung and Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and DFS Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
Welcome, everybody. Jeff Haken in here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We have high school baseball action. It's the Rib Lake Redmen in town in Merriwood North action, taking on the Phillips Loggers. This game is just underway right now. It's a 2-1 count here to Talon Scheitower of Rib Lake. Drew Hochschild on the mound for the Loggers. It's 2-1. Here's the pitch from Hochschild. Look good, just a bit high. It's 3-1 now to Talon Scheitower, the talented sophomore over there in Rib Lake. This Rib Lake team coming into this game here, 9-3. They won their first nine on a three-game skid. Here's a pitch from Hochschild. That one outside. Talon Scheitower takes his base, ball four, and Rib Lake with a runner on first and no outs, top of the first inning. And that's going to bring up Andrew Woody, a senior, another multi-sport athlete here. And Hochschild has a nice move to first base. It's going to keep Talon Scheitower honest. And there's the pitch, and it goes off of the chest of the catcher, Sawyer Kuchaba. And that's going to go as a pass ball. Talon Scheitower over at second base now with no outs for the Rib Lake Redmen. And Andrew Woody at the plate. 0-1 is the count here. He went for bunt on the last one. And Hochschild checks the runner at second. Here's a pitch on the corner. It gets strike one or strike two. It's 0-2 to Andrew Woody. Andrew Woody steps back in. Hochschild, the big 6'3" lefty on the mound. Scott Heckman joining us now too as well. And Scotty Scheitower led off with a leadoff walk. That one inside, and Kuchaba drops another one. Scheitower is going to get his base at third with no outs. Rib Lake with a runner on third base. And one is 2-2 the count. Not sure what the count is. It might be 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Andrew Woody. And good to have you here, Scotty.
How you doing?
Beautiful day for baseball.
Yeah, it is.
The sun came out. I didn't know what was going to happen this morning. And a changeup from Hochschild, and that one misses. Ooh.
And missed upstairs.
2-2 is the count to Andrew Woody. That one is a ball just a little bit high. And Woody steps back in, the right-handed batter. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Hochschild gets a strikeout on Andrew Woody. And that's going to bring up Jackson Blumberg, another senior here for Rib Lake. And this Rib Lake team, Scott's pretty good. Started out the season 9-0. And I think they're
ranked number one in the state, Jeff.
And a three-game skid. I don't know who they have their losses to. Probably a tournament or something where they played some tough teams.
Okay.
Maybe they were in the South. Not sure. And that's going to be ball. And Kuchaba having a little trouble squeezing these pitches from Hochschild.
Yeah, it is finally a nice evening, not blowing 80 miles an hour.
The first non-windy day.
I know. It's crazy.
The flags are hanging. The sun feels really nice. It feels like baseball weather here. Scheitower with a nice lead at third base. Here's a pitch from Hochschild. Blumberg fouls this one off right side.
Got it off the end, a little fastball away. And nice pitch from Drew. He's got a little first inning jitters, and runner at third right now, nobody out, or one out now.
And, yeah, and the walk hurts you, you know what I mean? Walks are going to hurt you in a game like this. Drew, a good pitcher, really needs to throw some strikes, and Drew hasn't pitched in a while as he's been dealing with a shoulder injury. Nice to have him back. Here's the pitch, that one up high, and Jackson Blumberg follows this one off. I think it makes it out of play along the right field line.
Jackson Blumberg cutting back on his swing there and looked like he's trying to go the other way just to score the run. 1-2 here, one out.
And Jackson Blumberg, a great athlete over in Rib Lake, as he was All-State honorable mention in basketball and Merriwood Conference Player of the Year. And here's the pitch from Hochschild, and Jackson Blumberg fouls that one off, this time the left side.
Tried to go in on his foot, but that's slider was a little bit high out over the dish, and
1-2 is the count here to Jackson Blumberg. Runner on third base, one out. 0-0 is the score here, top of the first inning. Hochschild with the pitch, that one outside. 2-2,
working hard here. He went to a three-quarter arm delivery there, and it just rolled a little outside. 2-2 the count, one out.
And Hochschild has some nice heat. Can he hit 80 miles an hour, Scott?
Yeah.
Ooh, and that one inside just misses Blumberg's. And 3-2, full count here. One down, runner on third base to Jackson Blumberg.
Blumberg did a nice job staying in there. He didn't turn away. Or
yeah,
he didn't
move at all.
Yep.
Here's the pitch. That looks good. Blumberg follows this one off as well. Still full count here. Blumberg making him work.
Blumberg's still trying to kind of go to the right side there, it looks like. And kind of trying to hit the fastball away and pull the curveball if he gets it.
Hochschild steps back in. Full count. One out. Here's the pitch to Blumberg. Blumberg hits one this up the middle. Kowicki going to have a chance at it. He catches it, throws it in. Scheitower takes up. And Scheitower is going to make it home.
But a good out right there. Two outs. And to get a guy at third base with nobody out and give up one, you know, that's a win.
Yeah, not bad right here. And Jack made a nice play being able to run in on it. And Scheitower tagged up nicely. Slid in safely at home. It wasn't really a play for him at the plate.
That throw offline a bit there. And
and that's going to bring up Ethan Cook. Ethan Cook, the catcher.
Jimmy Cook's son.
Jimmy's boy. What grade is he in? Is he a sophomore, too?
He might be, yeah.
Ethan Cook steps in from the right side. Looks like he's got a nice swing. The cleanup hitter.
Orange bat, Jeff. Kind of crowds the plate here.
And Hochschild, nice pitch on the outside corner. Strike one. No runners on here. There's two outs, top of the first inning. It's 1-0. Rib Lake Redmond leading the Phillips Loggers. Hochschild gets a sign from Kuchaba. He steps off the mound. Cook steps out, steps back in. Here's Hochschild. Drew Hochschild.
0-1 the count.
Shakes off the first sign. Here it is. Hochschild, nice pitch. Hit to the second baseman. Ty Henderson scoops it up. Gets it to first, and he's out at first base. Bobbled at second base. Braden Reback with a nice job scooping it up and getting the third out of the inning at the end of the bottom of the top of the first inning. It's 1-0. Rib Lake leading the Phillips Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 1-minute timeout.
The best things in life are are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
And we're back here. Jeff Aiken, along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's baseball here tonight. We have the Rib Lake Redmen in town taking on the Phillips Loggers here. And on the mound, who do we got on the mound here?
Seth Borkart.
Oh, Seth Borkart pitching here today.
From the right side.
Yeah, from the right side. He's a lefty in basketball. And pitching from the right side.
And this is son of Brad Borkart.
Yeah, you got it.
Brad, a year older than us.
Yep.
In school.
Yes. We see a lot of this. You know, a lot of these Rib Lake kids, been seeing them, played with a lot of their parents and whatnot in our high school careers here. But a little bit of a change in the lineup here for the Phillips Loggers. Colin Kleinschmidt going to lead off here today from the DH position. Colin brings that speed to the table and a little bit of energy, kind of where anything can happen with him coming in from the right side. Followed by Daniel Adamitis, Drew Hochschild, and Aiden Tobias. And Colin Kleinschmidt steps in. Kleinschmidt from the right side. Here's the pitch. Almost hits him.
Borkart had a little trouble warming up. He threw, I don't know, 4 out of 6 pitches in the dirt there, Jeff. And Ethan Cook behind the plate kind of stared at him in the last one.
And there's a nice, threw some heat there to Colin. Colin swings at that one. It's 1-1.
It looked like a cutter there, Jeff. Had good
good movement on it. Moved outside.
Yep. Moved away from the right-hand hitter.
And Colin bunts it. He's going to try to run this one out. Cleaned up or picked up nicely by Borkart, and fundamentally sound are the Rib Lake Redmen. Throws him out at first base for the first out of the inning.
Colin tried, but he got that right back at the
pitcher.
If he would have got it either way, he would have had a shot
at
it.
Yep, it would have been a couple steps closer either way, but went right back to the pitcher. So one down here for the Loggers. That's going to bring up Daniel Adamitis from the right side. First pitch inside.
Borkart really ready to go right away. Actually, he was in the box or ready to go before Danny was even set. And here he goes again, kind of quick pitching.
And there you go. Adamitis right back to the pitcher again. Borkart throws it to first base for the second out of the inning. The Loggers getting the bat on the ball. Unable to get on base. That's going to bring up the big Swede, Drew Hochschild, from the left side. Hochschild, we've seen him hit a dinger over in Schwamigan.
Needs to get something going here right now.
Get the bat on the ball. We need some base runners. Here's a pitch. Curveball from Borkart. A nice pitch.
Yeah, good slider right there. Caught the, or was just outside of the zone. Kind of curved around the zone.
Quick pitch again. And swing and a miss from Hochschild. And 1-1 is the count. 1-1. Hochschild steps back in. Quick pitch here from Borkart.
Ball. That one just missed low.
Just missed low. That was a nice-looking pitch from Borkart.
2-1 the counts here.
Here's the pitch. Borkart, that one down in the dirt.
Bounced in there, and now ahead in the count here is Hochschild, and looking to just get on. There's two outs and nobody on, and this is what a senior's got to do right here.
This is a pitch. Hochschild follows that one off. Aiden Tobias on deck for the Loggers, with Ethan Podmolik in the hole. Two outs here. It's a full count to Drew Hochschild. 1-0, Rib Lake leading the Phillips Loggers here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch from Borkart. And Hochschild misses, but it gets to the fence. Hochschild runs to first base. Oh, and they're just going to get him in time. He looked back and shouldn't have looked back on that one. Three outs here. Ends the inning for the Phillips Loggers. Hoshield walking off. I don't know if he hurt himself a little upset in his at-bat there. But 1-0 Rib Lake at the end of the first inning. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
And we're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's Merriwood North baseball action here. The Rib Lake Redmen in town facing the Phillips Loggers, and it's the top of the second inning about to start here. It's 1-0 Rib Lake, and on the mound, Drew Hoshield and Dominic Quidnow. The center fielder is going to lead off for the Redmen. It's going to be followed up by Brady Heiser and Seth Borkart.
So Quidnow is going to go against a left-hander. So we got a lefty-lefty matchup here with Hoshield against Quidnow.
Who's got advantage here, Scotty?
Well, I think you got to give it to Hoshield.
Yep.
So we'll see how the Loggers do this inning. It's a 1-0 lead for the Rib Lake Redmen going to the top of the second here in Phillips, Wisconsin.
And Hoshield gets a sign from Kuchiba. And here's the pitch from Hoshield. That one outside. Going to be ball one to Dominic Quidnow. Another multi-sport athlete. A lot of basketball players play baseball here. A lot of the athletes in Rib Lake play the basketball, football, baseball, cross country. And here's the pitch. And strike. Set up nicely by Kuchiba, probably a bit outside, got the strike on the corner.
And Hoshield's got an advantage of just being able to kind of reach across and start on one side of the mound and
all right,
against these lefties.
And Jackson is pitching, we're getting word over there, so that is not what's on the lineup. I didn't think that was Seth Borkart because he's a lefty.
Okay, well, so let me see, where is that? Oh, position. Never mind. Jackson Lumber. Okay. All right.
Oh, we had it all wrong over there.
No, it was Seth Borkart.
Yeah.
I saw that the number,
sure,
with the position, they had it in the wrong column.
All right. Well, good to know. We've got some Rib Lake fans checking us on Facebook. Got us right there. All right. Hoshield, here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. And it's 2-2 here now to Dominic Quidnow.
All right. The big Swede going on here.
1-0 the score here. Rib Lake on top.
Taking his time on the mound. Finally gets a sign he likes.
Here's the 2-2 pitch from Hoshield. A changeup. Fouled back. Quidnow stays alive. Fouls it to the backstop. Right back at us, Scotty.
Almost an Ephus pitch right there. And I don't know. Guy swung through the fastball last pitch. It's not what I would have done, but what do I know? 2-2 the pitch, or the count, nobody out.
And here it is from Hoshield. That one outside, too. It's a full count to Dominic Quidnow.
Tried the slider and missed outside. He didn't offer.
And Rib Lake trying to get their leadoff runner on base again. Good things happened the last time. Talon Scheitower was able to score in the top of the first inning after the leadoff walk. Big pitch here for Hoshield. And here it is. Oh, and got down low. It's ball four. And Quinn now at first base. Another leadoff walk. And that's going to bring up Brady Heiser, the first baseman.
Heiser batting from the right side. You know, stocky but tall kid, I guess.
Green bat. Oshield's going to throw back to first base. Oshield has a good move to first base, the lefty. Riblake going to be aware of that. We've seen Oshield throw out some batters. Or some runners, I should say.
He's got a good pickoff move, Jeff.
And here's the pitch. It was strike one.